course, we've been covering all of the economic developments in the past days and weeks as things get tough in the economy. It's getting even tougher now for many school districts who are facing decisions as revenues drop in this very tough economy. For many, it may mean cutting sports, perhaps arts, perhaps music programs, perhaps other programs. In Mount Vernon, New York, after two failed budget proposals, many sports have been cut. Joining me here in the studios in New York is Sean Harris. And Sean, you're at Mount Vernon High School. Going to be playing any football this year?
No, not football, basketball.
Basketball this year?
Yeah, I'm a senior in basketball. We're fundraising. We have to raise $1.1 million. The deadline is August 10th. If we don't have the money...
6 days from now.
Yeah, 6 days. We have to raise $1.1 million. We're doing fundraisers, like we're going around the city, stopping cars at lights, asking for any spare change they want to save our sports or anything. They could write a $100 check and send it in. We're just trying to do anything so we can have sports.
How did you find out about this? You were expecting to go back to school. You're a senior. You're on the varsity basketball team.
I didn't know about it till about early July. When I first heard about it, I didn't really think nothing of it, but I heard that later in the stage, I heard that it was really serious, and we had a chance of not having sports, but yeah, it's a serious deal.
So they've cut all sports, not just basketball?
All sports, all 22 teams, boys and girls, just cut.
800 students it affects, right?
Yeah.
And many of them your friends. I mean, what are you telling each other? I mean...
We're just trying to do anything we can to raise money. Most of my friends are seniors just like me. This is our chance to get scholarships for college and everything. If we don't have sports, then I don't know what we could do.
Your coach told us that playing basketball really motivated you to work harder mm-hmm. in school mm-hmm. and play harder on the court. And you really, he thought that you would have a good chance of getting some kind of basketball scholarship to a college. And now what?
My coach, since I've joined the basketball team, has motivated me to work harder in class and on the court, even in the weight room. It taught me how to have determination. And without sports, I don't know, really don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, Sean, how do you answer the argument, well, hey, sports are you know, a fringe thing, they're extracurricular, it's probably good that you're going to have more time to focus on academics. What do you say to people who say, you know, it's the main thing is academics?
Yeah, the main thing is academics, but sports teaches you more than just shooting a basketball into a hoop or anything like that. With sports, it teaches you how to be on time, stuff like that, to prioritize.
Discipline.
Yeah, discipline, basically. For people like that...
that 22-second shot clock, you know, when that reaches zero, you can't say, ooh, just a minute, I was late there.
Yeah.
So how tell us about this fundraising. How's it going?
About 2 weeks ago, we during the weekend, we went to different places, a Target in Mount Vernon, and we went to a Duane Reade in Mount Vernon, and we stopped at the major lights and the stoplights.
Are you close to your $1.1
million? I'm not sure where we are now, but we, on the 2 days on the weekends, we raised, I think, $19,000 in just 2 days. And I know a guy who, a director of movies, he donated $25,000.
Wow.
Just alone.
Well, Sean Harris, we're going to wish you good luck on that.
Thank you.
And you got to have a very busy 6 days as you march towards that August 10th deadline for
yes.
$1.1 million that they need to raise at Mount Vernon High School in order to play basketball this year.
Keep practicing, Sean. The scouts will be watching.
Thanks.
Take care.
All right.